You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors, and my co-host Nancy Baldwin is not here today, but I do have another Baldwin in the house today, so watch out. I'm really excited. I've got two of my favorite people from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington. I've got Jeff Baldwin, the Executive Director, and Amy Swain, the Events Coordinator. Welcome.
Good morning, Brian.
Glad you guys are here.
We're excited to be here.
You know, I will say we're going to talk about something today that does frighten me a little bit for two reasons. Number one, just the event frightens me. And the second one is that it means fall is here.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. We're all kind of sad about that. Summer's over. Fall is here.
But we're excited about the romp.
Oh, yeah, we are. So that's what we're talking about.
That's right. Good time for the romp.
So first of all, tell us a little bit about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington.
Well, I'll do that part and then I'll let Amy jump in on the romp. But the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington serve youth in this community who essentially need us most, and it speaks to all children within this community. And we do that by providing after-school, break time, and summertime service to kids, do that all for a $20 a year membership. That's not $20 a week, not $20 a month. It's $20
a year.
That's right. And for that $20 a year, kids are transported from the local schools to the clubs where they are provided a snack in a very safe environment. They're matched up with mentors who expose them to a variety of different programs to pique their interest and develop their confidence and their competencies in a variety of different ways, and developing, most importantly, their social skills. And so the club is a vital support system to thousands of children within this community. Over 400 per day are supported by Boys and Girls Club programming, and so we're excited to bring the romp to this to the community again for the third year in a row as a way to support what it is that we're doing, bridging that gap between a $20 a year membership fee and the $600 it actually costs to serve each kid.
Right, that's the amazing thing, and I think that should be the thing people are shocked by. It only costs $20 a year to send your child there, but it actually costs around $600 a year for that full support.
Yeah, which is still even at $600, we as you well know, as you're a board member, that we squeeze every dollar, every bit of every penny out of every dollar. That's right, and so it's a tremendous value at $600 a year to serve them.
So. Absolutely, it's world class programming for sure. So.
And it's great for the children, but it's also nice for the families, too, because we provide transportation from the schools to the clubs. Mm-hmm. Parents don't have to leave their jobs if they're taking classes to further their education.
Right.
They can concentrate on that. They can work on their own health and wellness. Mm-hmm. And sometimes just being able to take a break before you pick up your child makes for a better parent-child relationship.
Absolutely. Well, and you know your child's getting from school safely, too.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about someone else picking them up and taking them or things like that. So that I think that adds a real benefit as well.
I agree.
No doubt.
So let's talk about the romp.
All right.
Excellent. What is the romp?
The romp is actually a mud run obstacle course. It's approximately 2.5 miles, and it's through mud, sand, water, and land. There's more than a dozen obstacles on it, including an army crawl through sand, a mud creek stomp, a 25-foot ravine, and there's lots more other goodies out there for the mud course runners.
Yeah, it's great. It's I like to think of it, it's Bloomington's own. There's nothing else like it in the community.
Right.
And what's really cool is that it's all natural. If you've done a mud run out there, maybe you've traveled a great distance to go to enjoy one, most of that is all set up. It's somebody brings in, you know, the obstacles and they dig their pits and that kind of thing. The romp takes you through natural mud ravines, through natural sand, through the lake. And it is a, I mean, it is truly a major run, mud obstacle. It's, I've done it twice and it's, it exhausts you, but yeah. it's a heck of a lot of fun. And it's not necessarily so much a race as much as an experience. And, we've had a lot of people who have enjoyed the heck out of it.
And it's appropriate for, runners of all skill levels.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, yeah. You don't have to have had done one before to participate in the romp.
Right.
And we've kind of built that into the waves, the different time slots. Mm-hmm. So we've got one that's non-competitive, where you can do with your friends, you can take selfies and post on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then we've got a general general waves, which where most people are going to fall whether you've done a mud run or not.
Right.
And then we've also got the competitive ones, the ones that really want to challenge themselves and have that great time and, you know, set a personal record. So it's great for everybody to participate in. But if you are not into mud or obstacles, we also have added a 5K run walk this year.
Nice.
So that more people can participate and be a little bit more inclusive.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, my husband runs. I am not a runner. I am the team.
Are you a mudder?
No, I'm not a mudder. I'm the team cheerleader and photographer. So I will help with the event, and we also have a way actually for people to help with the event too.
Okay.
We're looking for participants, and we're also looking for volunteers.
Volunteers.
So if you're kind of thinking about doing it,
we
encourage you to sign up and participate. Get a team together. There's a discount if you get a team of five or more together.
Right.
Instead of $55 per person, it's only $40 per person for a team of five or more. So, and then of course the 5K is only $25. So if you're not sure or you're not a runner, you can still participate and help out the Boys and Girls Clubs by coming out to volunteer at the event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing. It's you know. You can imagine that watching people slog through a tough obstacle, there's a lot of fun to be had there.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, please come join us. And Amy points out something that's really important is, and that is the team participation side of this. And pulling a group of friends together who all are going to experience this at the same time, that's where we have seen the real fun in this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And neat that they come out. They embrace the fact that that's near Halloween. This year, we're going to be right on Halloween.
Yes.
That'll be that Saturday, October 31st. So right on Halloween day, come and have your costumes as a group and enjoy that. There was some hilarious antics last year with some groups. So a great way to come out with your friends. And even if you don't quite have the confidence yourself to do it, if your friends are with you, you can get through it.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, and talking about the costumes, there were some great costumes last year, and I'm posting them all on Facebook. Just search for Romp, Mud Run, and 5K, and you can see some of the pictures from the last couple of years. We've got Minions. We've got superheroes. It runs from
lots
one.
Lots of tutus, I've noticed.
Yes, that was popular as well.
That was a popular costume for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, a pent-up ballerina
out there. but the pictures are great, and you can kind of see the energy and see some of the obstacles, and you can see the teams working together to help everyone get through the obstacles.
Yes.
So it is a blast.
Yeah.
I remember last year it was freezing. We were all freezing, so that you need each other to help each other get through the cold mud and then warm each other up.
Yes.
Yeah, it was cold. Yeah. And, you know, I know that, you know, there were it added to the fun of it.
Yeah,
it was
definitely.
Funny. And because in reality, if you've ever done any kind of exercise like this, you know that within a few hundred yards, your body temps up where you want it to be, and all of a sudden, you know, everything's fine. So it worked out well. One thing I want to point out, too, is we have some really nice, warm dressing areas.
Right.
So it makes it very comfortable for that. You can come change clothes after you're done, hang out with us, watch some other people go through the course. But we're going to make it as comfortable as we possibly can.
Yeah, definitely bring a change of clothes because
I
remember as I was working parking last year, people were leaving and they're like, oh man, I forgot my clothes. And they're in their cars all muddy or halfway naked in their car.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was kind of funny. So don't pull over that way. That would not be good.
Well, and we'll have bags and have bag check areas so you can bring that change of clothes and making it really easy. We also, like Jeff said, have the changing area so you can change out before you leave. We will have first aid there. We will have food vendors there. We're going to bring in bounce houses. So if you want to bring the family, make this a family event.
It really is a family event.
Yes.
And that's a great point. It's it is a beautiful location out at Riddle Point Park, right on the shores of Lake Lemon.
Right.
I think the 5K is going to be, I don't think there's a 5K in the county that even rivals it even closely because of the beauty of, where you're going to run.
Definitely.
Yeah. We're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back with Jeff and Amy with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Bloomington talking about the romp.
Mm-hmm.